Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Tuesday, the 11th of February, 2020. It's the 42nd day of the year. 324 days remain till the end of the year, 21 days until primaries, 37 days until spring begins, and 266 days until presidential elections. The sun rises at 7:04 this morning. The sun sets at 5:46 tonight. We have 10 hours and 42 minutes of visible light. The solar noon will be at 12:25. First high tide was at 1:20 this morning. Next high tide at 12:42 this afternoon. The first low tide will be at 6:31 this morning, and the final low tide at the Golden Gate at 7:02 tonight. The moon is currently 92.7% visible, a waning gibbous moon. And we are talking about having a new moon on Sunday the 23rd. Today is Be Electrific Day, Extraterrestrial Cultural Day, Get Out Your Guitar Day, Grandmother Achievement Day, International Day of Women and Girls in Science, National Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk Day, National Inventors Day, Make a Friend Day, Peppermint Patty Day, Shut-In Visitation Day, Promise Day, Pro Sports Wives Day, Satisfied Staying Single Day, and White Shirt Day. Today is also European 112 Day in the European Union, Armed Forces Day in Liberia, Day of Revenue Service in Azerbaijan, and the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes in the Catholic Church. On this day in Black history, on this day in 1644, the first Black legal protest in America passed by 11 Blacks, petition for freedom in New Netherlands. And on this day in 1783, Jerena Lee is considered the first female preacher in the African Methodist Episcopal Church. She was born on this day in 1783. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to Kevin at KLW.org. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today. The bean and cheese burrito, the red chili chicken tamale with rice and beans, the spaghetti and all beef meatballs, the chicken Caesar wrap, and the chili citrus black beans and corn. That'll be in elementary schools. Middle and high schoolers can also have the bean and cheese nachos, the chicken Alfredo pasta, the cherry tomato and cucumber cup, and the baby carrots. That is what's for lunch today in San Francisco schools. We thought you'd like to know. More BBC News later this hour with Top Line at 8:42. BBC News Hour later today at 2 o'clock. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. Sunday's 30-plus mile-an-hour winds shattered a window on the 41st floor of the tilting Millennium Tower south of Market on Sunday. Police were told of broken glass falling at the intersection of Mission and Fremont Streets. No injuries have been reported. A building inspector has been surveying the damage. The Millennium Tower is called the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It's the high-rise building that has sunk and tilted some 18 inches towards the northwest since it was opened in 2009. City of San Francisco has budgeted $100 million to fix the leaning structure. Police are investigating a shooting in the Haight-Ashbury involving an off-duty FBI agent. On Saturday night, arriving officers determined that the shooting involved an off-duty federal agent and an adult male who had been shot. The SF police have not released any other details involving the shooting. It was not known if the man was shot. Was a suspect in a criminal investigation. The man was hospitalized with non-life-threatening wounds. The agent was not hurt. A federal judge is refusing to make an exception to ride-hailing company Uber and on-demand meal delivery service Postmates from a broad new California labor law, which she's considering their lawsuit. The new law aims to give wage and benefit protections to people who work as independent contractors. The companies say the law that took effect last month violates federal and state constitutional guarantees of equal protection and due process. Uber is appealing. Mayor Lennon Breed has announced the resignation of Mohamed Nuru, the director of public works. He was arrested with a restaurateur for attempting to bribe an airport commissioner. We'll hear more about it, this story, on the Cross Currents Morning Report in later this hour. For KLW News, I'm Kevin Vance.